Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a plan to deal with CBDC, I'm sorry to say this, but you're going to live to regret the day. I was on John Moore's show here recently, and I went through several points on what's going to happen. Let me just say this, generally speaking, 30,000 foot view. If you do not take corrective action now, because CBDC is halfway here, if you don't take corrective action now, you're going to lose everything. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that when you put your money in the bank, whether it be retirement, passbook savings, whatever it would be, they own your money. You're now an unsecured creditor. You can look this up, Dodd-Frank 2013. We are in the process of being converted to digital currency. The Fed coin was the first half of that step. And once they get their hooks into the economy, they will control what you can buy, what you can say, what you can do. There won't be elections, or if there are, it'll be the old Stalinist elections. I don't care who votes. I only care who counts the votes. And that's going to be exactly how it's going to be. These people are Bolshevik communists. Make no mistake about it. Now, let's talk about Noble Gold and what it can do for you. Number one, Noble Gold can get you out of the bank. Now, do I think you want to take everything out? No, you need operating capital. But particularly with things like retirement that are next to impossible for people to replace, you need to put it under your control. Noble Gold specializes in this. Also, Noble Gold, well, they'll back it with gold. Your retirement will be backed by the best backup agent ever in history. Gold's held its value for 6,000 years. That's not likely to change, no matter how much it's hoarded, what the globalists do. The bottom line is you're still going to have your asset. They can do similar things for your bank account. We'll talk about that on a different day. But right now, what I need for you to do for your own benefit while you still have time before they complete the CBD setup is to go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And we will send you a full information digital package on what Noble Gold can do for you. It has the number for Noble Gold. Once you're ready to get started, you can call them. I don't recommend waiting very long. And also, you can call them with any questions you may have. I'll rush that out to you instantly. DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, the federal government requires me to make a bit of a disclaimer. And I agree with this. It should be done for every investment. All investments are inherently risky, and past performance cannot be confused or predictive of future performance. Now, let me just say this generally speaking. What's my confidence level in Noble Gold? Well, I've been an advertiser for 6 years. I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years. In fact, we're doing business again later today. Well, that's right. We're making a silver purchase. And it's not that I'm so wealthy I got money to throw around. It's I know the recall of the dollar is coming. Business Insider has already talked about it. And once this happens, it's game over. They will control you. Do you know the average person has 7 to 10 listening devices in their home? Whether it be Alexa, Google Nest, your cell phone, your computer, your TV. I could go on and on, but the list is almost infinite about how they can spy on you. And if you say the wrong thing, vote for the wrong thing, express the wrong view, they will take everything from you. This is about total enslavement, total compliance. We are seeing the installation of a communist version of neo-feudalism. And the Bolsheviks are in control of this government as we speak. So let me send you that package. Let me send it to you right away. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Up in just a minute, we're going to be talking to my good friend and broadcast colleague, Doug Thornton, former DHS, former combat Marine, and former insider when he worked in military contracting. So he knows what he's talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug and I are going to talk about a single item here with many, many add-ons. Why we don't believe there's going to be a 2024 election. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Doug in just a moment. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And thank you for staying with us through that rather lengthy introduction. But we wanted to set a couple things straight. And thank you for staying with us through that. To our audience over on TV, welcome. Glad to see you, too. So we have a lot to talk about here. But and after some mild consternation, Doug and I were deciding, well, what are we going to cover on the Intel report? Because I got down here 8 things to talk about. You can't do 8 things in a show. That's just not doing anything justice. So what we're going to talk about here is an overarching theme. I do not believe we're going to get to the 2024 election. And since 1996, I've heard those stories. There ain't going to be no election. And I always rejected that as nonsense. But now the other side cannot allow an election to happen. And they're doing everything they can do to derail the possibility of an election, such as starting a nuclear war in Ukraine. And we're going to use this as kind of a theme with these events, which I think are meant to derail the 2024 election. So, Doug, let me go to you here. It's been announced. I know that when Israel used cluster bombs against Hamas, Hezbollah, when they were attacking the IDF, Biden came out as senator and says, "You guys are war criminals. You shouldn't be using cluster bombs." And now all of a sudden it's okay.
Yeah, amazing.
What's going on with this?
Amazing how that happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, the use of cluster bombs within the Palestinian state would be horrible because of the mass collateral damage.
Sure.
Hezbollah, as many know, fights from underground tunnels and amongst the populace. So you can't cluster bomb the populace. You're going to kill a lot of people, right? So targeted direct strikes is typically the best route, but honestly, there's always collateral damage. Now in Ukraine, Biden said that we've run out of all of our 155s, our 105s, and so we're going to have to send cluster bombs. Well, the Common Sense Show, the Doug and Dave Intel Report, we covered this last year, right?
We did, yep.
We talked, I think it was last December, we covered everything that we're going to be 3 to 5 years out on, and it's everything that's needed to win a protracted, prolonged war, especially through siege warfare. So now we're going to introduce cluster bombs to Ukraine because we got nothing left. You know, Dave, when we got nothing left to sell and we got to go to the closet and decide which one of our sneakers do we like the most, which one we don't, that's not good. Cluster bombs are needed for actual warfare, especially if America was invaded, especially if it was an amphibious invasion, where you would have to actually hit, you know, a naval fleet coming onto the shore, cluster bomb it. That train of thought is not working well. He wants to do it for tanks. Yeah, it'll work on tanks. It'll work on anything that it hits. But once again, where's the de-escalation? Putin is asking for de-escalation. Ukraine asks for de-escalation, but the West won't allow it. So whose war are they really waging? Their war, proxy via Ukraine and Ukrainian blood? That's really what we're talking about. The real atrocity is what's happening to the Ukrainian people, because we will not allow them to back out of a fight that we started. Now, Obama did that. Biden did that. Trump, I think, did his best to try and get us out of that, but that war was already started. Mm-hmm. The genocide was already started, and there's no backtracking once that starts. So now the next leap forward that Russia is talking about is, if you introduce carpet bombs, we're going to introduce tactical nukes. Because what's the difference? What's the difference between carpet bombing and a fuel air bomb or a tactical nuke? Except, you know, trajectory and aiming, right? It's all horrible. So once again, no de-escalation. Where is NATO saying don't do this? Where is the United Nations saying don't do this? Nobody anywhere is saying don't do it. So America, we're going to send cluster bombs. And you know for a fact that the Ukrainians, and I'm at the rate now, Dave, where I'm not going to say Ukrainians anymore. The Western agents in Ukraine are going to use the carpet bombs on Russians, most likely in Russia or along the parameters of the border of Russia.
My guess would be supply lines.
Well, maybe so. Maybe that's where Zaporizhia becomes a new valid target. Ooh, a series of the cluster bombs accidentally hit the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. Whoopsies. Now we're going to have an international incident. You know, that could swing forward a whole new episode of problems. What we're talking about is the intentionality of trying to provoke Russia to war, and what will it take for the West to lure the nuclear bear out of his cave? I mean, Russia has really done their best to keep all their claws to themselves. They've swiped at Ukraine plenty of times. That is a battle happening back and forth. That's like if, you know, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California were having a border war scrimmage with Mexico. Would everyone else need to jump in on that? No, we got it. All right, it's a limited battle until it creeps into your area. But that's not what we're talking about, man. I mean, this is next level going to be a jumping off point for a potential World War III moment. People are already saying that we're in World War III anyways. But what will it take to go from local kinetic to international kinetic? Is this going to be the event?
The intentionality has already been set. And when you look at the predecessor to this particular term of Netanyahu, the previous prime minister in Israel had negotiated a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, and with a guarantee that Zelensky would not be killed. And Biden totally rejected it.
Yep.
And Netanyahu's in favor of the same thing. And now Biden won't even meet with Netanyahu. He won't even talk to him. So Biden's on a one-man mission here with his entourage behind him, the New World Order. They want nuclear war. And I'm going to go back to what I said at the top of the show. These people, I mean, I've shared with you before we went on the air, I've got relatives that are liberal, nice people, liberal, and even they're calling out Biden. Even they are talking about how bad things are getting. They can't win a legitimate election. And I maintain, Doug, with all that we know about voter fraud and so forth, I don't think they can cheat enough to pull off another victory. I think it would be Armageddon for them politically. So they can't allow this election to take place. And I wrote that, and I did a broadcast on that 2 days ago. And lo and behold, I found out from people sending me Colonel McGregor's article, he has said the same thing. So I think that all this is, Doug, is posturing to exacerbate a crisis, make something into a nuclear event where martial law is justified, CBDC comes in with social credit, and therefore you lock down any chance of personal protest, group protest. And basically, this is the installation of Bolshevik Stalinist communism in the United States, formal, under martial law. And I think this is where this is headed. What do you think?
Well, two things. First off, CBDC, let's talk about Jamaica. Jamaica's president or prime minister, I could care less for their politics, has announced that Jamaica, like starting last week, is going to start very progressively switching everything to the centralized banking. Everything from IDs to records, military to government to public, it's all going digital, and you have zero option And he said within, I think, weeks or months, it's going to be there. Two. Let's talk about old King Henry over there.
I like the line. You caught me off guard on that one. That was pretty good. Okay. Well, let's talk about King Henry.
Well, with Biden being over there, this is a not so much a bellwether test, but this is the canary in the coal mine test. If you see Prince Charles or King Charles, whatever the hell he's coronated, right? If you see King Charles being escorted to any of his, quote, summer homes within the next period of months, most likely war is coming. He will be whisked away. That entire royal cabinet will be whisked away. They got to maintain that bloodline, right? So they're going to be whisked away.
Well, I got one thing to add to that. Victoria Nuland, today's the day, July the 11th, the day of this recording. Doug, what we're looking at here is the mastermind of Ukrainian independence against Russia, the assassination of pro-Russian friendly leaders in Ukraine in 2014, spearheaded in part by Victoria Nuland. She came out and said nuclear war will start on July 11th. Do you remember that?
Where do they get these dates from? Because I've been looking up any substantial evidence for that, and there's nothing.
There's nothing to validate what she's saying, except she's basically, I think, creating a mindset. I don't think the date is as important. It's the event that she's saying this is going to happen, and I think it's a matter of preconditioning.
Well, last year and the year prior to that, we have been talking about the prediction of obvious from 2023 to 2024, bad stuff's going to happen. I think we all got on the bandwagons this summer, which is just getting into summer now, that this summer Russia will officially have to attack Ukraine and do something about it. Hasn't happened. A lot of other crazy stuff has happened, like the PMC Wagner Group reversing its role and, you know, revolting more or less. I guess you would say a pretense coup d'etat. But the possibility for Russia to still, you know, go in deep into Ukraine and strike the head off the snake in Kiev is a possibility. If he's going to do it, now's the time, but he doesn't. So that's very strange. I wonder what information Putin knows to make him pull back the reins on the horses. But we've all said 2024 is going to look ugly. And I don't know if it's I've been saying that by 2024, if we're not in a full-blown civil war or World War III, I'm going to be shocked. I didn't say it's going to happen. I said I'm going to be shocked if it hasn't happened.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you entirely. And it's by design. There's enough left over of our government. There's enough vestige of a constitutional republic that the people still in their mind have consent of the governed. And where these people are taking us will not be consent of the governed. Listen, when they introduce CBDC, I don't care what's going on in the world. There'll be pitchforks in the street. People aren't going to tolerate this.
What's going to happen the first week with the activation of CBDC? What do you know?
Well, first of all, they have to bring it in under the guise of a crisis.
Okay.
There has to be a false flag. And you and I have talked about the various possibilities. Our number one candidate is a grid down scenario. It'll be whatever they say it is, not what it really is. But they'll do something to bring the grid down, as we've talked about. And they'll blame it on Russia. And then they'll also say, if you're against us, you're a Russian operative and you'll be dealt with accordingly. So then they'll invoke, all these foreign agent laws and so forth, and we'll be under martial law. So they're going to attempt to subjugate the people. And at the same time, they got to throw a carrot in there. So the dollar will collapse at that same time by design. And Business Insider has already called it. And by the way, too, Jim Rickards is saying this is going to happen too. They are going to, Doug, I'm absolutely sure this is going to happen. I did a broadcast on this yesterday. They're going to say debt forgiveness, and we can bring it in with this digital currency, and the government will assume it's debt. We got a way to monetize it with this new digital system, and they'll try to basically change America overnight. Martial law, I believe, if we're not in World War III, we'll be right on the precipice of it. And they'll have a false flag designed to bring all this in under the cover of the false flag, and there'll be tanks in the street. I mean, it's going to be hell on wheels. And so what do I think is going to happen? That's what I think they're going to do. The one unknown variable is how the people are going to respond. I do think they'll do a bail-in. I don't think they'll take your money directly in the very beginning, because that would ensure a revolution right away that would be pretty widespread. But what they'll say is, well, okay, look, even though we can do debt forgiveness, your money is not worth what it used to be worth because of changing circumstances. So therefore, your money is worth 40% of what it was. And I'm just making that number up, but your money was worth 40% of what it was a week ago, but you're debt-free. So that's the cost of paying down the debt. That's how I think that they're going to justify this.
You think they'd still be using gold and silver-backed currency?
No, in fact, they're going to make it illegal. Now, will they use it for themselves? Yes.
See, I was thinking about this very simply. Let's talk about luxury cars. All right now, an F-250 is considered a luxury car. So is an F-350. Some people may laugh at that, but because of the price being in the 70s to
No, I hear you.
$90,000
I hear you.
for the prices, it's considered a luxury class vehicle. But if let's hypothetically stay at that 40%. Let's say if the money is only worth 40%, does the price on the F-250 come down? And at that point, do the banks then allow you to get a loan to pay for what they would consider a luxury item that
No.
yesterday you could have, depending on your
No.
credit
Doug,
and money down?
I already have the answer for this. The answer is no.
Okay, so
It'll be
right
like
there off the
World War
bat.
II. It'll be like World War II and food stamps, clothing stamps, that kind of stuff. They'll say everything is needed for the war effort, and so they'll
So
shut that down.
right there off the bat, anybody who has large amounts of gold and silver have a economic buying value to them that the average person wouldn't. This is what I foresee happening with CBDC. I completely agree with wiping out debt. Oops. EMP, cyber attack. Sorry, guys. IRS went offline, lost all your records. Banks are down and the economy's crushed. So we'll just give you a fresh start, like in Star Trek, and you'll have credits, right? So every illegal coming across the border will get 100,000 credits. And then you'll get credits put onto it. For, if you need to go to college, buy clothes, like EBT on steroids. But for all the rest of us muckety mucks, what about us? Because right now, you come across the border, you're getting $5,000 worth of handouts a month if you took full advantage of the government. That's what a federal employee and I were recently talking about. It's unreal. The average illegal who comes across the border is looking at about $4,000 to $5,500 a month in free money. So do they continue to get that? And what about the impoverished already? And what about the lower class and then the middle class and then the upper class? Everybody's going to get their legs cut from underneath them. So what does crypto do? What buying powers do we have anymore? Many people were all about Bitcoin and Litecoin and Ethereum and Dogecoin and all these other coins. But if the government says, nope, not legal tender, cannot be used for buying anything unless you have an agreement with whomever you're buying something from, all your investments mean nothing now. This is the totality of the circumstances.
They'll nationalize it.
That's right. The totality of the circumstances of the centralized banking is that they go completely communist and they say the only thing you can buy, sell, or trade with is what we tell you. And there's a mark that's going to come with it.
Well, it's just like eating bugs. No one's going to do it of their own free will. But if that's all that's available and the meat must go to the troops and blah, blah, blah.
Better go to the prisoners first.
Yeah, well, yeah. Whatever justification they use, they plan to fully implement what the World Economic Forum is doing. There's absolutely no question about that. You said something that that really triggered a thought in me, though, and I will say this. I don't hear any discussion from you about an election. Do you agree with me? There will be no election in 2024 the way things are going.
I mean, look at 2020. 2020, when they got Trump out, look at what all they had to go through for a year and a half.
How many judges they had to buy off.
How many judges, lawyers, prosecutors, how many dudes did we have to arrest just for that one summer? Millions of people got arrested that year just for rioting and protesting and slap on the hand, right? And then they introduced COVID and all those restrictions. Oh, and man, I can't believe, did you know there's going to be another potential lockdown here soon?
Yeah, that's the word.
Wow. It's almost like they're just going to refollow the steps that have already worked. Because us useless eaters, as they like to call us, us dumb cattle, we're just going to do as we're told. Put the blinders on. Oh, is Starbucks still open? At least I can go to Starbucks.
I don't think that's going to be that way, Doug. I know everything leading up to this indicates that. But there's going to come a time. I mean, I did a broadcast on this, and I'm telling you, this is going to trigger in people. We're going to see what Roosevelt did that worked in the Depression. They're going to take away gold. In fact, let me. I wrote this number down. There are two stress tests that just were completed with the banking system. And Wise Research, which is one of the most respected research on economics out there, they said this is all a bunch of nonsense. They listed 4,223 banks that are in deep trouble. Even if they're only 10% right, that's over 400 banks. They were quite clear. But here's the deal. They played a game where they said, okay, the system, the five major banks in the Federal Reserve are withdrawing $541 billion from the economy. And the game, the exercise, the drill was to see what would be the spinoff effects of this. This was phase two of a drill stress, testing the stress of the banks. I maintain this is a snap military drill. This is the excuse the banks are using to withdraw funds from their own banks and attempt to get as much gold and silver as possible, because that's the only thing that they're going to be able to deal with each other on, because their currencies will be worthless very soon. And as a consequence, Doug, what we're going to end up seeing here is the outlawing for the common person of gold, silver, growing your garden. You're not going to be able to travel anywhere. The idea of the 15-minute city will come upon us naturally as a result of crisis management. And this is where this is headed. But I believe that this stress drill being run by the central banks is a real take money out of our own banks so we don't collapse in our own pile of crap. That's what I'm absolutely convinced this is what's happening. Since I have broadcast this, what's today, Monday? I broadcast this on Saturday. Since I have broadcast this, I have heard from three economists and two people in banking, don't use my name, blah, 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 but you are right on the money. This is exactly what we think is coming to.
Well, at this rate, I'm going to change my name to Snake Plissken, because this is going to be Escape from L.A. all over again.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm just missing the cool eye patch. You know, what we fail to realize is that 41 countries have joined the BRICS nations. And today, the BRICS Nations Alliance has almost officially announced that they are all going on the gold back standard. And when you have the secondary and tertiary banks who look at the primary principal bank and go, hey, man, we're not going this route with this whole central banking thing. We're going the gold standard route. And they're still in America. What happens to those banks?
You're right. Well, you got to remember, because all but five of the banks are going to fail. The big five are going to survive. But did you know, Doug, this is kind of off topic, but it really isn't. Did you know Bundesbank, which is the central bank of Germany, do you know that they've already called for a bailout from the EU?
I'm not surprised.
We have a central bank. Folks, this isn't a bank that's failing. This is a central bank that's failing. It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's their economy. I mean, well, once again, how many different nations were on the chopping block along with their banking system? And war is an ecological struggle. War is always manipulated by, guided by, and chased after economics. And right now, what we see is CBDC on this hemisphere, and then you have gold standard on this hemisphere, and eventually the two are going to collide, and it's always kinetically. Saddam couldn't do it. Gaddafi couldn't do it. Bashar al-Assad couldn't do it. Who else was brave enough to try and go against the petrol dollar? And what happens to the petrol dollar? And our ability to use the weight of the petrol dollar because of Qatar, because of Saudi Arabia, and their prolific amount of oil that we used to always have this, you know, parasitical relationship with. If we're not going to protect you and you're not going to give us oil, then we're not going to have a petrol dollar and you're going to have a lot of problems security wise. You may have some terrorist attacks.
Well, Doug, why would you need a petrol dollar if you're doing away with the need for petrol?
They're not going to do away with petrol, though. That's the funny thing about all this.
For the average person, they are.
Well, yes. So now let's talk about the two-tiered justice system and the two-tiered banking system. Just like how we have a two-tiered justice system where Hunter can snort cocaine and do all this horrific stuff. A guy who blew the whistle on all of that is the one who gets charged by Biden's DOJ.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So there's your two-tiered justice system. Then you're going to have a two-tiered banking system. You're going to have the haves and the have-nots. And the haves are the same ilk that we always talk about. That's your New World Order, globalist muckety mucks, your Alexander Soros, your Clintons, your Bushes, your Obamas, you know, the whatever. Who are the guys that everyone always talks about? All the big bank people. You know, this is what we're talking about. They're going to have their ability to have their own candy land, and we're going to be stuck outside, and it's going to be just like the Hunger Games. They're going to have their own unique little fringe world that they'll live in, their little utopia, which once again, that's Greek for a place that can't exist in reality. And they're going to have their own little unique utopia, and we're all going to be forced to be a subservient class of people. And how they're going to do all of that is they're going to designate what areas around the world are going to get to do what. And most likely, this is just the way Doug's seeing this, most likely they'll divide America into three, maybe four different sections. You're going to have industrial, and then you're going to have tech, and then you're going to have rural agricultural. And then there'll be the small part over here that's going to be vacations. And out of that, you're going to have a subservient class and you're going to have a soldier class, because that's how all class systems happen. You have a ruler class, the ones who protect the ruler class, and then those who feed everybody. That's your future. That's the world future. And tech will only help appease those of us on the bottom rung of the ladder. That's why you're getting all your video games and your VRs. And that's why you're getting all these glorious blockbuster movies. And eventually they'll unplug all that. Eventually they'll outlaw books, just like the Nazis did. The only thing you're allowed to read is about how great Hunter Biden is. And your kids will grow up loving it, by the way. Because mind control works, Dave.
Look at Brown University. If you don't think mind control works, tell the audience about Brown University.
40% of the students at an Ivy League university are identifying as homosexual. 40%. What is in the water at Brown University? Don't drink the water at Brown University. Alex Jones says it makes all them friggin' frogs gay. It's making all their kids gay over there at Brown University. That is a social experiment gone right. Imagine, let's replace the word homosexual, LGBTQRS, right? Let's replace that and let's say this. 40% of the students at Brown University identify as, let's go down the line, communist. Would that shock anybody in this day and age in America? Nah. Yep. Right? 40% identify as Christian. That would shock me. It'd probably have the ACLU come after them. Nazis. Would that not shock everybody? They'd probably shut the whole school down. If 40% of the students identified as white supremacists, to include all the colored white supremacists that are now involved in that. Hello, CNN. I'm talking about you. Can you believe that the other day? I said, oh, there's more than just white supremacists. You can be a colored white supremacist. There's Hispanic white supremacists and black white supremacists and oriental black white supremacists. And I'm like, you people lost your minds. You've all lost your damn mind. So if you replace any of these, you know, catchphrases and words with anything other than homosexual, it's still like, oh, that's really strange, right? But 40% homosexual, 40% reprobate, 40% deny God, 40% just go with the flow. If 40% of kids between the ages of 18, 17 to in their 20s are so easily manipulated from an Ivy League school. These kids are smart, man. At least they used to be. Affirmative action's over now, so some of them may actually have to do tests. But if they are really that smart and that gullible, what can really smart, stupid people do? What eugenics could they start? Really, really smart, stupid people is how we got Nazi Germany. Really desperate people is how you got communism. There's a difference, the duality between National Socialism and communism. People that were extraordinarily hurting, leaning upon the government for everything, and then ruled with an iron fist and subjugated horrifically. Yep. That was communism. But the free will to decide to become a white supremacist, a national socialist, a Nazi, that was indoctrination through the schools. It's showing that indoctrination through the kindergarten, primary years, and high school years is working. That's what it shows me. God forbid the next war we get into.
Well, we're going to, I'll tell you what I've been reflecting on a lot. So I'm going to say it. It's the third time it's come up in my mind. Do you remember when Hank Paulson, the Secretary of Treasury in 2008, former Goldman Sachs CEO, he told Congress in a closed session, you either give us the bailouts we need or there'll be tanks in the street. That's going to be the chip that falls. That'll be the martial law. People, listen to me. I say this every day. You need, as Doug says, train, prep, and pray. Well, the first part of prepping is making sure you have what you have on hand, and that is food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. That's just a primer course here. Listen, if you're not prepped to be outside the system, you're going to get chewed up by it.
If you plan on having all your seeds in your Mylar Faraday cage bags, along with all your radios and all your batteries and all your cool guy technological stuff that you bought off Amazon because you think that'll help progress your life a couple extra weeks, newsflash, there are growing seasons, and it takes sometimes months to harvest.
Exactly.
So if you don't know how to make fire, you're in a world of hurt. Keep a big lighter on you. If you don't know how to make shelter, buy a tent, buy a four-season tent, and I hope you can ruck in a very heavyweight, thick four-season tent. And by the way, just because it's four-season doesn't mean you'll survive the fourth season, which is harsh, severe winter. Where are you going to get your water from? How are you going to dig it? Are you going to dig your own well? How many of you even know how to do that? Most of you men listening to me right now, your hands are prettier than your wives. That's a problem in America. You don't know what the word calluses means anymore. Okay. Do you know how to purify your water? Do you know how to catch food, hunt food? Do you know how to repair equipment that's broke in the field? Do you have any of this equipment for catching and hunting? Are you in shape enough to walk 100 feet, just 100 feet, unsupported? Because by the standard metric system right now, that's evaluating young Americans from the ages of 17 to 29, 80% of kids in America are obese. Holy shit. Obese. As in, that is a medical term for you need to lose weight or you're going to die young. And that's our fighting class. And that's also your voting class for the Democrats. So who have they polluted the most? Our youth. Those who are going to replace us. It's not going to be me and Dave out here building the highways. It's young people. We need strong young backs. Hey, welcome to being a private. Here's a shovel. There's a bag. We need sandbags. Welcome to your new assigned duty. You don't have a choice. What do you think this is, America? That freedom's gone. 2024, if we don't rectify what's going on now, that's probably most likely when you're going to see the first draft, I would say, if it doesn't come before that. Oh, and congratulations, ladies. You'll finally be equal. Enjoy that.
Well, they put it in. That's exactly right. They put women are now can be drafted.
What should happen is every person should absolutely revolt. If America is still here in 2024-25 and we are in absolute World War III and Civil War, and here comes the government into your town to come and get its recruits, the entire town should collapse in on them and arrest them and put them in jail.
Well, you know what they did in Ukraine, and I think we'll see something similar here. They went and drafted everybody below the age of 50, and they weren't checking IDs. If you looked 50 or younger, you were going. And if you didn't go, they shot you on the spot.
Yep.
That will come here.
I watched a video of a 14-year-old boy who was found dead in the trenches, 14 years old. Where do you think his mama knew where he was? Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, most of you people have no idea the intensity of evil around the world. When all this stuff goes haywire, your next door neighbor is John Wayne Gacy. You just ain't met him yet. Your next door neighbor is Jeffrey Dahmer. Ed Gaines walking his dog down the street looking at you every day, seeing what kind of a suitcase or leather wallet he can make out of you. You people have no idea, no clue, and you pacifists out there. Oh, I don't like guns. I don't want to hurt people. Well, I hope you like being a pair of shoes. Because there are people out there who look for you. Oh, man, you got a nice skin tone. You make a nice coat. You ain't going to do nothing. Because you're a pacifist and you ain't got guns. Don't want to hurt me, do you? You know how many people prey upon people in this country? Don't even get me started on human trafficking. We're in the tens of millions just in this country alone. And that's with the lights on, the most advanced law enforcement in the world, the and I will still say this, the best laws in the world compared to anyone else. Oh, yeah, we got the best. We got the most tech per household of anybody to stop any of these threats. And still, we are the worst in the world for atrocities for children. What happens when the dictator takes over, the lights go off, the internet gets shut off, and all your liberties are gone? War will start in this country. And then you'll be forced to join a side. And while you're forced to join a side, good luck going to the grocery store. Hope that's still running at that point in time. Good luck going outside to get your car. You'll wake up one day to some dude with a screwdriver punching a hole underneath your fuel tank to steal all your fuel. And you'll have to deal with that. I hope you know how. I hope you know how to use your voice, your big boy voice. Hey, sir, don't take all my gas. I need it. Screw you, Pat. What are you going to do, shoot me with your non-guns? You know, because I saw the LGBT flag out front, how you voted for Biden. Yeah, I know what house to go and visit and what not to. The Trump guy over there with the, you know, the prisoner of war flag. Yeah, I'm not going to go visit him. I'm going to go visit all you loony lefties. You guys out there, you're sitting ducks. You got no idea. You got no idea. Your relative talking about moving to Portland. And then they went and paid a visit, Dave. Very quickly, they're like, oh, man, I respect what you do, Dave. Portland's off the chain. Yeah, Portland's off the chain. Portland is escape from New York all over again. And then it'll be escape from your local neighborhood, and everyone will be like that. That's the future of the world.
That's why people need to get outside the system. Here are some important dates to consider. The Fed coin is now here and in effect. It's being modernized now and synced up with, shall we say, digital platforms. That date for completion is July 25th. That's the first half of CBDC. Doug, tell the audience about Joe Rogan's emergency warning.
So in his emergency warning, he was more or less saying that, and it is a threat against everyone around the world. And centralized banking is more or less, as I've been saying, the infrastructure of the Antichrist. That's prophecy being fulfilled, buddy, right there. And the digital currencies thing, man, what they can do when they start aligning what you do on social media, your ability to get a car, a home, a small loan, a business loan, where you get to go to school, where you get to take your kids to school, what type of utilities you're allowed to have or not have, what type of medical services are you rendered to be able to have or not through your insurance because of your social credit score. You can't have that stuff anymore, Dave. You see a lot of bad stuff on Twitter. Don't you know we watch everything that you do, Dave? Every keystroke, every smile. Don't you know we listen to you when you sleep? We hear you talking bad about our Lord Joe Biden because we know how to program your phone. Like, it's
what
stupid.
What are people to do?
Dude, I don't have a – I don't know. Prophecy must be fulfilled. Be right with Christ. That's what I tell you to do. You can buy all these doomsday bunkers and all that other stuff. Good luck. Cry out for the rocks to fall on you. You need to be right with Christ. That's your only redemption and savior. It is prophesied we will go through this. Wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, plagues, earthquakes in diverse places, but the end has not come yet. And buddy, worse things are coming. Worse things. I don't know where we're at prophetically. I'm not going to be the guy who's going to sit here and say that. All I can tell you is prophecy has to be fulfilled. So your guns aren't going to save you. Your gold's not going to save you. Your MREs aren't going to save you. You'll get to use all that stuff.
Yeah, Doug, I think it'll provide some buffer. And for some people, it will save them. But for the masses, I tend to agree. First of all, the masses won't prepare. It's a moot argument, really.
But Dave, that's where you're right, though. And that's where we can insert FEMA camp.
Here we go.
Let me tell you why your MREs won't save you and why your gold and your silver won't save you. Because when they outlaw it, where are you going to spend it on?
Black market. And I'm telling you, that's viable. For some people, it will work.
To say
it's a universal solution, no. The only universal solution, and remember, I'm too old to fight and too fat to run, but the only universal solution to where we're at is a full-scale revolution.
Absolutely. Now, that can be paid with gold and silver.
Yeah.
That can be. Gold and silver will be bartering items, bartering, like rice and eggs and fuel and tools will be bartering items. What are you going to do with the one-ounce cougar round? Draw it like a little pizza and clip everything into little slices and you'll pay with that? How do you know? Okay. Why do I want your gold and silver when I need food, I need fuel, and all I got is this pocket of gold? I need what I need, not shiny metal. Some people, that'll be fine, and that'll work for a while.
It'll get people access to some things that will sustain their life.
I think
for a while,
medicine,
for some, for
I think
for, some people will be able to get outside the system, Doug, because
history
is filled with examples of people that exist outside the system in these kinds of times. But for a lot of people, it'll provide just a temporary barrier.
Well, and that's the second portion of this is if you have all this survival item stuff, God willing, it works. God willing, God's mercy, it works. What you have right now, God will sustain you. Have you have faith in him, it will sustain you. You can have nothing and have faith in Christ, and it will bring you out of that land and into a better land, more than the gold in your pocket, buddy.
That's true.
More than anything else, do not ever replace your preparation items with your Redeemer. But should you not be prepared, and should you not have any of those unique items to barter and buy your way out of the potential hellhole that's coming to America, you're going to go to the FEMA camp, which will more or less at that point in time will just be enclosed megacities. Dallas Fort Worth complex, we will just ring it with barbed wire and concertina wire, and we'll have half the Mexican National Guard this side, and then, you know, the mafia will guard that side, and then the prisoners and the gang members will guard that side. And good luck. Hope you find food. There's plenty of those preppers still in there. That's what they did in Venezuela. You don't need a science fiction book to learn this. It's happened already in history. Just read history. Look, I get freaking books out the wazoo over here. The Black Book of Communism. Every chapter in this horrific book will give you a new reason why not only should you be closer with Jesus than ever, but why you should be preparing adequately and properly. What I see people doing, Dave, is I see primarily, and I'm going to say this because I don't care whose feelings I hurt. I'm not here for friendship pay. I see primarily a predatory market on the elderly, on people who are scared, and they sell you a bunch of crap.
I'll go one step further. Today, 13 nations agreed to give up farming to save the planet.
Right.
Do I need to say any more than that? I mean, we all know climate change is a bunch of hooey. But the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you got world leaders for one reason or another that are going along with all of it. And when they say we're giving up farming, that means you want your food, you're going to come to us to get it. And we have the power of life and death over you. Doug, we're gonna have to hold it here because we're flat out of time. But I wanted to ask you a question here. First of all, tell people how they can follow you. We got about a minute.
American Vindictus Show is at gsradio.net from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, also on Rumble, also on YouTube. If you want to follow me on YouTube, that's the best place to follow me. I know a lot of people ask me that. Here's the other thing. Don't forget this. This is very unique. Bill Gates just got approved two of his patents and factories for producing chemical-made meat.
Yeah, yeah, lab meat. I know. I saw that.
Enjoy.
Yeah, listen, even Joe Rogan, liberal Joe Rogan, is freaked out by this.
You can't be a liberal and say that I want this part of the pie and this part of the pie, but not that part of the pie.
I know. I hear you. It's all or nothing. I totally agree with you. Well, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for joining us. Catch us over again at thecommonsenseshow.tv on a regular basis, as well as our broadcasts, American Vindicta, the American Vindicta Show with Doug, and also to the Common Sense Show with us. Our podcasts are continuing to kick butt and take names. Thanks to you, and we'll see you all back here next time.